poll, voters still hold election integrity concerns. By Hannah Blow on November 14, 2022. Most voters believe vote by mail makes it easier to cheat in elections and have lingering fears about the integrity of U.S. elections. A Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. The survey, taken election day and the day after, asked voters about potential fears associated with cheating in U.S. elections. Fundamentally, most, 56%, believe it is more important to ensure no cheating, while 41% believe it is more important to make it easier to vote. When asked if voting by mail, which many states now allow, makes it easier or more difficult to cheat in U.S. elections, 52% agreed that it makes it easier to do so, a sentiment held by 70% of Republicans, 45% of independents, and 41% of Democrats. When asked how likely it will be that the outcome of some elections this year will be affected by cheating, 57% said it is at least somewhat likely. Of those, 30% said it is very likely. Voters also expressed skepticism over voting machines, as 49% said they are at least somewhat concerned that issues with voting machines could prevent their vote from being counted accurately. Another 49%, however, do not share those concerns. Per Rasmussen reports, on Election Day, officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, reported widespread problems with vote tabulation machines. Nearly half, 49%, of voters nationwide were concerned that problems with voting machines might prevent their vote from being counted accurately, including 26% who were very concerned. An equal 49% weren't concerned that voting machine problems would prevent their vote from being counted, including 23% who were not at all concerned. Fewer Democrats, 39%, than Republicans, 66%, or unaffiliated voters, 41%, are concerned that their vote might not be counted accurately because of voting machine problems. Similarly, Democrats, 26%, are less likely than Republicans, 44%, or unaffiliated voters, 36%, to think electronic voting machines make it easier to cheat in elections. The survey, taken November 8 to 9, 2022, among 1,000 likely voters, has a +3% margin of error. Indeed, results are still pending in key races in Arizona, nearly a week after the election. According to Sunday's figures, Maricopa County released results from another 98,618 ballots, which broke in favor of Republican Carrie Lake, R., bringing her closer to Democrat Katie Hobbs. Meanwhile, Democrats have secured a majority in the Senate with Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's DNV victory over Republican Adam Laxalt. However, it appears Republicans are slated to take the majority in the House, given the current status of pending races. Some have critiqued the states such as Arizona, as key races are held in the balance. If hashtag Florida can count 7.5 million ballots in 5 hours, how can it take days for some states to count less than 2 million? Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, asked last week, as others made similar observations. Former President Donald Trump has continued to bring this issue to the forefront in the aftermath of the election. He wrote in part, "This is a very sad thing to watch. Mail-in ballots, long election counts, many-day elections, machines that very few people understand, massive counting centers, and more, are an American disaster. Our elections have become an unreliable joke, and the whole world is watching." He later added, "Even Jimmy Carter, in his another highly respected Polls and Professionals report, said mail-in ballots cannot be trusted. There will be massive cheating. A 10-year-old child would understand that. When will Republicans learn? If they don't stop this mail-in scam now, there won't be any Republicans left," he said, urging the GOP to get rid of McConnell.